Menelaus throwing down his sword before Helen, circa 1970, Arthur Boyd, oil on acrylic sheet, 1,143 by 1,093 millimetres. In Greek mythology, Menelaus was a king of Mycenaean Sparta and the husband of Helen of Troy. After her abduction, Menelaus led an assault on Troy, hiding in the Trojan horse so that he might recapture Helen, planning to kill her, taking pity when he found her anguished and weeping. Boyd's painting marks the key moment in this epic story of reconciliation, when the war is transformed into peace. This painting explores a mythic theme and realizes an expert interplay between the dark and light forces of the story through the principal black and white shapes in this work. The dominant large quadrant of a circle occupies the upper left corner of the painting. It is the reverse of a child's image of the optimistic yellow sun shining brightly in the upper left corner of an early drawing. In this painting, the sun shape is painted black. It is a void and heavy. Its weight presses down upon the head of the fabled beauty, Helen of Troy. The viewpoint is raised, lifting us above the action like the ancient gods of old. We look down upon the white, light-infused body of a nude Helen, her body angled diagonally across the work. Beneath the black sun shape, golden locks spray to the left of her finely chiselled features. Her left arm reaches forward as if to cover her nakedness. The hand and fingers emphasize a sparse tuft of black pubic hair at her crotch. Her left leg is bent and caught behind her. On the right of the work are two faces. The closest to her is the profile of her husband, King Menelaus. His dark, shadowy face is lowered towards her body. He gazes at her as if she is an object, examining her delicate parts. Menelaus appears to lift her up into his encircling arms, possibly reclaiming her in an embrace. His arm curves to the right, and the slender fingers of his hand change to white at the palm, his warrior's sword thrown to the ground on the lower left of the work. The D-shaped pommel with its golden handle lies along Helen's bent leg, and the metal blade points to the lower left corner of the work, so capturing her body between the sword and the black void or sun shape above. In the upper right of the work, peering over Menelaus's shoulder, is the white, mask-like face of Paris, now separated from the beautiful Helen. The ghostly portrait floats in an abstract background of greens and blues. Its dark gaze is direct and watchful, the nostrils fine and mouth flat above a shadowy black beard. His features echo those of the beautiful Helen, and they seem to share a look that contrasts dramatically with the dark and angular profile of Menelaus pressed to Helen's side.